Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schosser Shalom Zalman, who's Gosser Maros Yetiv Achoyes Chalotzeim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Slachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Kult of Sela, and Beschos, Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zaychid of Pandra Ziva Kagon, Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Hay continues talking about this Kaira. Hoysa Shal Kash Oishal Kanim. Let's say this Kaira was made of straw or of reed. We view it as if it was made out of metal. Akuma, let's say it was bent. We view it as if it was straight. Agula, let's say it was rounded. We view it as if it was square. And it's called Sheyeshba Kefa Shlesha Tfachim. As long as the circumference of this Kaira is three Tfachim, so we know Yeshbay Reichev Tefach, that the width of it is one Tefach, and it's a Kasher Kaira. We don't need anything more than that. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now talking about a lechi. Let's remember that a lechi was the side post that was put on the side of the mavoi. L'chayayin sha'amru, these lechis that we were talking about, gavan asar tfachim, they have to be a minimum of 10 tfachim high. V'rachban ba'avyan, and their width and their thickness, kol shehu, just has to be the slightest amount. Meaning, as long as they're 10 tfachim high, they can be really thin and narrow. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, rachban shlesha tfachim, the width of the lechi has to be 3 tfachim. And why is that? Well, since the lechi is here to create a mechitza, it's here to create an actual partition, so we have to have something chashav according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it has to be a minimum of 3 tfachim wide. But we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continue to talk about a lechi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.